This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You know, peace prizes aren't the only prizes being handed out in the last 24 hours. In our studio at this moment, for a change of pace, is the current 2009 Ms. Senior America, Gail King. Gail, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning and thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
You won the Ms. Senior America pageant last night in Atlantic City, New Jersey, correct?
That's correct.
Now, first of all, were you nervous? Did you expect to win? How confident were you going in?
I was thrilled to be a part of this pageant, and when I first heard about the Miss New York Senior America contest, I was delighted to participate. You always hope that you're going to win, but that's the icing on the cake. What drew me to this was the whole idea about aging and showing the positive aspects of aging as outlined by Dr. Mott.
Well, congratulations, and you look great, I may say.
Oh,
does Social Security get concerned if you put beauty pageant winner on your resume? Do they ask
not,
you? Or?
Not when they find out it's inner beauty as well as outer beauty.
Well, a lot of inner beauty on display. Femi, okay, you're kind of the Ryan Seacrest of this event for us here at The Takeaway. You were there. What was it like?
At Atlantic City at Harrah's Casino, when I first told people I was going to report on the Miss Senior America pageant, I got a lot of very weird looks and a lot of bathing suits. Are they going to be wearing bathing suits? Are these faded beauty queens from 40 years ago? And the answer is no and no. What we saw, what I saw, 30 elegant women. Most of them hadn't even entered pageants before ever in their lives. And what they were very used to was the public's curiosity. When they walked around in their sash and their crowns, they're very used to taking on the public's curiosity. So here's Tamara Swinehart. She's one of the beauty queens.
I remember I got out of a parade and I was walking the thing that was going on around there, the carnival affair, you know, and this guy come up to me and he says, "So what year were you, Miss Wisconsin?" I said, "I'm presently Miss Wisconsin, but I'm Miss Senior Wisconsin." Oh my God. He says, I thought, wow, she must have been years ago.
She's like Miss Senior Congeniality there. That's great.
And also at the senior pageants, one of the things, and Gail mentioned this briefly as well, is that it's the public face of a charitable organization known as the Cameo Club. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a way of getting seniors to be active and to show seniors that they can have a vibrant, a glamorous, active life even when they're over 60. Becky Ross is Miss Senior North Carolina. She pretty much embodies the spirit of Miss Senior America.
I think in times past, when you were 70 years, I'll be 71 next month, and used to, that was old. Well, honey, it's not now. It's young.
Oh, that's great.
Are there restrictions? Is this kind of an age gracefully pageant? Are there any restrictions on plastic surgery or anything else, Gail?
Absolutely not. It's definitely on the accomplishments of the women, their character, and what they can offer. And these women can offer plenty. They are talented. We were judged on not only the evening gown, but we were also judged on our talent. We were judged on our philosophy of life.
And I bet you had plenty to say, having your whole life, as opposed to these teenagers who, you know, are get a little bubble-headed when they're asked the question.
Well, I taught high school English for over 35 years.
There you go. Well, you can see 30 queens take to the stage in Femi Okeh's video report from the Ms. Senior America pageant online at thetakeaway.org. Gail King, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ms. Senior America 2009.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.